Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Abraham Goldhar and the Rima Zerkas Mod Katan Daf Yud Gimel the second parak Misha Hafach. So the three daps we're going to focus on number one on the bottom Daf Yud Beis on Beis Rabbi Yirmi as Rabbi Zera. Kiven Morachta B'Mod B'Meis Maoshi Yiknu Sumbana Vachrav. Regarding someone who scheduled his work to be done on Chol HaMoed and then died, did the Rabbanim penalize his sons by making them forgo the payment from his forbidden work? After the Gemara clarifies that this case is not like the Deraisa case where a son was penalized for his father blemishing a Bechor, nor is it like the case where a son was penalized for his father selling an Eved Kanani to a Nachri, the Gemara says the question is the following. Gavra Kanis Rabbanim V'Halesa, were the Rabbanim finding the man and he's no longer alive, or Dilma Mamona Kanis Rabbanim V'Halesa, or perhaps the Rabbanim were penalizing his money and it's still here. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina said that we have a tradition regarding Shemitah. He tiva v'meis b'no za'ara. If one improved a field during Shemitah by fertilizing it, which is also the Rabbanim, and then died, his son may sow it in the year after Shemitah. So we see from here that in the case of the Rabbanan, the penalty is against the person, not his money. So too, in the case of work done on Chol HaMoed, the penalty is against the father, not his money, and therefore his son would not be penalized. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Ein lochim batim avadim ubehim, we may not buy homes, slaves, or animals on Chol HaMoed, el letzorach HaMoed or letzorach HaMocher she'en l'mayocho, unless it's to provide for the needs of the Moed or for the needs of a seller who does not have anything to eat. Rav asked Rav Nachum, "Schar pu'ula she'inu mayocho mahu? What's the halach regarding paying wages for work on Chol HaMoed to a worker that doesn't have anything to eat? Was the Mishnah limited to a case of a needy seller, or does it include a case of a needy worker?" Rav Nachum answered, "What does the phrase she'inu mayocho, that does not have anything to eat, come to include? The phrase letzorach hamocher, for the needs of a seller, should have been sufficient. Does it not come to include schar pu'ula, the wages of a worker?" Rav rejected this proof, but Abai brought a support for it. And point number three, the third mission on the daf states, Machapina sakasiyas bekash, Rebuda Imra af ma'amin. We may cover figs with straw to protect them from the rain, and Rebuda says that we may even make it thick. To explain the mission, the Gemara brings Malchok between Rabbi Chiyabar Abin Rabbi Asi, who both stated their opinions in the name of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. One said, Machapina kushe, that the term we may cover refers to covering the figs sparsely. We cover them with stalks of straw that are spread out so that the pile is not completely covered. The Tanakhama holds that we may not cover them completely because of Uvda Dechol. It resembles a weekday activity. Ma'abin Asmuchin, the phrase, we make it thick, refers to covering them closely with stalks of straw so that they are completely covered. Rav Yehuda permits the straw to be laid as it is on weekdays in order to block out all moisture. The other opinion holds that Machapin, we may cover, means that the straw can be laid out sparsely or closely. And the term Ma'abin, we make it thick, refers to Ma'abin Oso Kamin Kri, making the figs into a pile to be covered. Rashi explains that piling the figs makes it easier to cover. According to this, the Tanakhama does permit Uvda Dechol, but prohibits piling the figs because of Tircha Yisera, excessive exertion. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Yirmi asks Rabbi Zera, Kiven Malach Teba Moed Vameis, Moshe Yiknesu Bana Vachrav. Regarding someone who scheduled his work to be done on Chol HaMoed and then died, did the Rabbanim penalize his sons by making them forego the payment from his forbidden work? After the Gemara clarifies that this case is not like the Deraisa case, where a son was penalized for his father blemishing a Bechor, nor is it like the case where a son was penalized for his father selling an Eved Kanani to a Nachri, the Gemara says the question is the following. Gavra Kanis Rabbanim V'Halesa, with Rabbanim finding the man he's no longer alive, Odilma Mamona Kanis Rabbanim V'Halesa, or perhaps the Rabbanim were penalizing his money and is still here. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that we have a tradition regarding Shemitah, Heitiva V'Meis B'no Zora. If one improved a field during Shemitah by fertilizing it, which is Aser Mid the Rabbanim, and then died, his son may sow it in the year after Shemitah. So we see from here that in the case of the Rabbanim, the penalty is against the person, not his money. So too, in the case of work done on Chol HaMoed, the penalty is against the father, not his money, and therefore his son would not be penalized. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Ein lochim batim avadim ubehim, we may not buy homes, slaves, or animals on Chol HaMoed, elo letzorach HaMoed or letzorach HaMocher she'en l'mayocho, unless it's to provide for the needs of the Moed or for the needs of a seller who does not have anything to eat. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Schar pu'u she'en l'mayocho mahu, what's the halacha regarding paying wages for work on Chol HaMoed to a worker that does not have anything to eat? Was the Mishnah limited to a case of a needy seller, or does it include a case of a needy worker? Rav Nachman answered, well, what does the phrase she'en l'mayocho, that does not have anything to eat, come to include? The phrase letzorach HaMocher, for the needs of a seller, should have been sufficient. Does it not come to include schar pu'ula, the wages of a worker? Rava rejected this proof, but Abai brought a support for it. And point number three, the third mission on the daf states, Machapina sakasiyos bekash, Rebido Aimer, af ma'abin. We may cover cut figs with straw to protect them from the rain, and Rebido says we may even make it thick. To explain the Mishnah, the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Asi, who both stated their opinions in the name of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. One said, Mechapin HaKlushi, that the term we may cover refers to covering the figs sparsely. We cover them with stalks of straw that are spread out so that the pile is not completely covered. The Tanakhama holds that we may not cover them completely because of Uvda Dechol. It resembles a weekday activity. Ma'abin Asmuchi, the phrase we make it thick, refers to covering them closely with stalks of straw so that they are completely covered. Rav Yehuda permits the straw to be laid as it is on weekdays in order to block out all moisture. The other opinion holds that mechapin, we may cover, means that the straw can be laid out sparsely or closely, and the term ma'abin, we make it thick, refers to ma'abin oso kamin kri, making the figs into a pile to be covered. Rashi explains that piling the figs makes it easier to cover. According to this, the Tanakhama does permit Uvda Dechol, but prohibits piling the figs because of Tirchi Yasera, excessive exertion. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Siman is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat, who were busy outside helping cover his cut figs with straw. Once again in slow motion. The bar mitzvah boy, That must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us on the bottom Daf Yud Beis on base, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera, Kiva Malakta B'moed B'meis, Mao Sheiknes Ubanda Bachrev, regarding someone who scheduled his work to be done on Chol HaMoed and then died, did the Rabbanim penalize his sons by making them forego the payment from his forbidden work? Rabbi Yossi Bar Kania said that we have a tradition regarding Shemitah, that if one improved a field during Shemitah by fertilizing, which is also the Rabbanan, and then died, his son may sow it in the year after Shemitah. So we see from here that in the case of the Rabbanan, the penalty is against the person, not his money. So too, in the case of work done on Chol HaMoed, the penalty is against his father, not his money, and therefore his son would not be penalized. So the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that we may not buy homes, slaves, or animals on Chol HaMoed, el letzorach HaMoed or letzorach HaMocher, she'en wo mayocho, unless it's to provide for the needs of the moed or for the needs of a seller who does not have anything to eat. Rav asked Rav Nachman, schar pu'ula she'en wo mayocho, mahu, what's the law regarding paying wages for work on Chol HaMoed to a worker that does not have anything to eat? Rav Nachman answered that the phrase she'en lo mayochal, that does not have anything to eat, comes to include schar pu'ua, the wages of a worker. So the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat, who were busy outside helping cover his cut figs with straw. Which reminds us, the third mission on the Daf states, Machapin es ekseos bekash, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, af ma'abin. We may cover cut figs with straw to protect them from the rain. Rabbi Yehuda says that we may even make it thick. The Gemara brings Malchokas Amarim regarding what the terms covering and making thick refer to. So once again, the bar mitzvah boy decided to take his deceased father's earnings that came from working on Chol HaMoed and use them to pay workers who had nothing to eat, who were busy outside helping cover his cut figs with straw. All right, now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf test. So the simmer daf test is a teapot. So here goes. The ladies enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties. Tea? That must mean we're on daf test. Teapot. The ladies enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, which reminds us that the source for ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, we do not mix one simcha with another simcha, comes from a pasuk regarding Shlomo's celebration of the dedication of the base of Mikdash. Shivas yamim, v'shivas yamim arba seyom, for 7 days, and for 7 more days, 14 days. They celebrate for 7 days before Sukkot, and then celebrate for 7 days during Sukkot, for a total of 14 days. The proof is from the redundancy of saying that they celebrate for 14 days, when it had just stated that they had celebrated for 7 days and 7 more days. Shema minah, hani l'chud v'hani l'chud. We can learn from this that the 7 days of celebrating the dedication of the base of Mikdash are on their own, and the 7 days of Sukkot are on their own, meaning that the Simchas were not mixed. So the ladies enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix Simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the base of Mikdash was dedicated, which reminds us that the year of the dedication of the base of Mikdash, Klal Yisrael did not keep Yom Kippur. They made the following Kal Vachomer. If by the dedication of the Mishkan, whose Kedusha is not everlasting, and we're dealing with the individual Karbanis of the Nesim, yet it was Docha Shabbos, which is in Isser Skila, then all the more so by the dedication of the base of Mikdash, whose Kedusha is everlasting, and the Karbanis over the Tzibur, and in Yom Kippur, the onus is only Karis, that the celebration should override Yom Kippur. So the ladies enjoying two separate 7-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the base of Mikdash was dedicated, and another one was told her grandson shouldn't leave learning if someone else can pour the tea. Which reminds, the Gemara resolves a seeming contradiction between two psukim regarding the issue of whether mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah by explaining, Kan b'mitzvah she'efsho lasos al yidei acherim, that here in the pasuk that mitzvahs do not compare to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah that can be performed by others. Therefore, one who is learning should let someone else do the mitzvah. Kan b'mitzvah she'efsho lasos al yidei acherim, whereas here, in the pasuk that implies the mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah which cannot be done by others. Therefore, a person learning should stop learning and perform the mitzvah. Daf Yud. So the Simur Daf Yud is a minyan of Yidden. So here goes. The minyan of Yidden. Minyan of Yidden. That must be more Daf Yud. The minyan of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us the Mishnah stated ahead Yod Tov for Gedarcho. A layman may sew in his usual way during Chol HaMoed. The Gemara on our Daf has what's considered a layman, and the Yeshiva Rebbe Yana answered, whoever is unable to skillfully pull a needle of stitches through the fabric at the same time. But Yossi Bar Chanina said, whoever cannot form a straight hem on the bottom of his garment. So the minyan of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire. Which reminds us, if one only takes large twigs and leaves the small ones when clearing a field, then it appears his intentions for gathering wood to fuel a fire, which is permitted on Chol HaMoed. But if he takes both the large and small twigs, then it appears that his intention is to clear the field so that he can plant, which is forbidden. So the minyan of Yidden wearing messed up hems that they sewed on Chol HaMoed had time to go out to the field to collect some large twigs for the Shul's Chol HaMoed bonfire, because their shops were closed over the Chag for merchandising. Which reminds us, Rav said in his 8th ruling, any amount of merchandising in Chol HaMoed is prohibited. Rav Yossi Bar Avin said, but in the case of a loss, it is permitted. Rashi explains that if the person will have a loss if he does not sell it on Chol HaMoed, but where a loss is not prevented by selling it specifically on Chol HaMoed, it is forbidden. Daf Yudov. So the Simur Daf Yudov is stars, like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The handyman from 5-star layman repairs 5-star stars. That must be more Daf Yudov. The handyman from 5-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us in the next Mishnah states, Osi makala gagal merpeses maize hedyot avo maize uman. We may make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the work of a layman, but not the work of a craftsman. The Gemara asks, what is considered maize hedyot? And Rabbi Yosef says, behutzva dafne, with palm branches and laurel branches. A braisa tata can be done by piling stones on top of one another and not cementing them with mortar. So the handyman from 5-star layman repairs who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, which reminds us there was a contradiction between our Mishnah, which said repairs can be done on Chol HaMoed, provided they weren't intended to be done then, and a Mishnah of Maaseh Sheni that said until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the hammer would bang in Yerushalayim, which implies that only until his days working with tools was permitted, but afterwards it became prohibited. Three answers are given, one of them being our Mishnah is dealing with large saws, which produce no noise, whereas the other Mishnah is dealing with axes, which make noise. So, the handyman from 5-star layman repairs, who put together a railing made of palm and laurel branches on Chol HaMoed, and used their silent large saw to fix a door lintel, got a call to help a distressed man who had just turned over his olives to press them when he suddenly became an avo. Which reminds, the Gemara notes that the opening Mishnah of the second parak began with the case of mourning and concluded with what to do in the case of Chol HaMoed. It never came back to what should be done in the Bailus. Rav Shishi Breda Rav Edi said that this tells us that things are permitted during Chol HaMoed are forbidden to do during a Bailus. Rav Ashi disagrees and says the Mishnah is presenting the halachos in the form of a Roma boy. It's not necessary to state that the malacha is permitted during a Bailus in the case of financial loss, since the prohibition not to do malacha is only the Rabbanan. But even during Chol HaMoed, when the prohibition against malacha is a deraisa, but Makom Seda, Sharu Rabbanan, in the place of financial loss, the rabbis permitted the malacha. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum, which reminds us. Shmuel said, Mekabli kibos betoch ha-Tchum aser. The rule for entering into a contract to complete a specified project is that if the work is to take place inside the Tchum, it's forbidden to enter the contract with non-Jews if they'll perform it on Shabbos. For a Jew might see them and suspect that they were hired for work on Shabbos. Chutz l'Tchum mutter, if the work is for outside the Tchum, then it's mutter to enter contact with non-Jews even if they'll perform work on Shabbos, for no Jews will see them. But the Gemara brings additional qualifications for even work done outside the Tchum. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the Tchum saw his Kusi cousin, who kept some halachas and not others, hanging around on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Rav Chama Bar Guri said in the name of Rav, Hilchus Mod Kilchus Kusim Behalacha. The laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of the Kusim regarding deciding halacha. that just like the kusim, if they observed one specific mitzvah, it didn't apply they observed a similar mitzvah. So too regarding chalamod, we cannot say that one kula in the halachas for chalamod can serve as a basis for another kula. Abai said, we have a tradition, hilchas mod kilchas Shabbos, that the laws of chalamod are like the laws of Shabbos. Yesh mehen pater aba aser, yesh mehen mutter lechatchila. For some of them, the person is pater from punishment, but the act is forbidden, and some of them are completely mutter. So the 12 brothers who contracted a non-Jew to build them a mega treehouse outside the tchum saw his kusi cousin who kept some halachas and not others hanging around on chol hamoed. So they schlepped their heavy beams into the house because he was a known thief. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amachnis an peirosav mifnei haganavim. On chol hamoed, a person can bring his fruits into the house because of thieves. The Gemara brings a braisa that taught, Ubavad sheyachnisim betzino tok beiso, provided he brings the fruits into his house in private so that no one will see him and assume that is generally permitted to do so. Rav Yosef had some heavy beans that could not be left outdoors, and he brought them into his house during the day. He explained that daytime can be considered doing it in private, for if he did it at night, he would need additional men and torches, which would also be noticeable. All right, now it's time to conclude our 10-question pop quiz plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which definition that one is not allowed to enter a contract with a non-Jew to perform specified work within the tchum if the non-Jew is going to work on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we machuz Tanakam review regarding what is permitted when it comes to covering cut figs on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that a hediot is permitted to sew on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol only prohibited tools that make noise on Chol HaMoed, not a large silent saw? That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that one can make a ma'aka on Chol HaMoed using palm and laurel branches? That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that any amount of business is prohibited on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have malchus whether the halachas of Avelos are more chamur than the halachas of Chol HaMoed or not? That's on Daf. Yud Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn if one worked on Chol HaMoed and then died, his son may keep his earnings? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf are 4 reasons given as to why we do not get married on Chol HaMoed? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of the Kusim? You cannot derive one from the other. That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf did we learn the story of Nachmanon Ben Gurion and the 12 wells of water? That's on Daf. Yud Tes and Tainus. Good. Number 2. Which daf did we learn Chai V'inish of Sumi Bapuria and the incident with Rabba and Rabbi Zera? That's on Daf. Zion and Megillah. Good. And number 3. Which daf were 2 reasons given as to why Daryavesh soured? That's on Daf. Dalet and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron. Wishing you a great day and great learning.